It's really important for me on a personal level to be who I say I am. So I want to tell you a story today about someone who is exactly who they say they are.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Now, I get a lot of messages, particularly through social media, but sometimes email, etc., for people asking different ways to connect with me. Now, to be honest, it's all in the show notes here, but the best way is go to my social media. Go to Instagram, Glenn Azar, or Building Better Humans Project, and the link in the bio on those two Instagram pages is the most up-to-date link. It's more up-to-date than the website because when I make a change in any of those links, it happens immediately. So if you want to see, you know, whether it be a online programs, a 28-day mindset program for under $100, if you want to do a 12-week design your life, if you really want to dig deep and make some serious changes, that's in there. If you want to do the retreat I've got coming up, if you've been listening to the show for the last few weeks, we're doing the Healthy Body, Healthy Mind retreat on the 5th and 6th of November on the Sunny Coast. So there's that, there's youth development programs, BroCamp and Ayala. Literally yourself or anyone you know that is looking for any form of hands-on, no BS personal development and you think I'm your guy, then go to the links in my show notes, again at Instagram, Glenn Azar, or at the Building Better Humans Project, and you'll be most up to date. Or you can look into the links on the show notes of the podcast, which people do struggle with a little bit, but it is something that you can find. Now, as mentioned at the start of this episode, I'm really big on trying to be who I say I am. And that's been a real focus for me, particularly for the last decade or so. I think there are moments in all of our lives where we're not truly who we're trying to be. We don't always live up to that person that we say we're trying to be, if we're honest. And particularly as younger people and we're still trying to find our way, as you get a little bit older, my experience is that you're more accepted for who you are. And I used to think maybe it's just because you don't care what other people think, but it's not that. I think some authority comes with age where people allow you to go, yeah, that's cool if that's who you are. And then, of course, the next key is to be happy with who you are. But for me, I found this story recently about the founder of Patagonia. His name's Yvonne. I don't know how to say his last name. It's written in the episode here. Chouinard, I guess I'll say it. And for anyone in the adventure game, which is obviously a game I'm heavily invested in, Patagonia is like just a gun brand. It's a brand that this guy started, you know, 50 years ago. He's quite eccentric, very big on saving the planet and living a certain way. And I've always found him to be a pretty reclusive. Like, you don't hear a lot about him, but when you do, it's always impressive. He became a billionaire, like an accidental billionaire. Well, just recently, he has decided not to be a billionaire anymore. And I know what you're thinking. How do you do that? Do you just give your money away? No. He didn't do that. What he's done is he's given his company away. He's turned his company into a public company, hasn't left it to his kids, and this was a decision made with the whole family, so that it will continue to run and all of the profits will go into funding different charities and different ways of saving both animals, the world, essentially, the whole planet, but animals, what do you call it, forests and all these different areas, these natural areas that just get devastated by, you know, humans as we slowly become this cancer spreading around the world. And this guy's put a lot of money. They're saying like his profit margins on that billions of dollars that he makes is around $120 million a year. That's US. And he's pouring all of that in. So what he's done is he's turned his company into a company that just does that. He's decided that he doesn't want to leave it to anyone. He doesn't want it to be about him making money. He's in his 70s. Look, what's he going to do with all of this money? His family's well enough set up. And I thought that's really impressive because he didn't have to do that. But the thing is, he's lived his whole life trying to be a certain person. And he built a brand that became about being that person. And this is, for me, the ultimate final act while he's still in good health. Now, he could have waited until he was in his 90s. And then maybe people challenge the decision he made, saying he's not of, you know, sound mental health or whatever. But he's in good mental health. He's very clear about what it is he wanted. He went through the whole process. Apparently, it took 2 years to turn a company that size into a public trust, effectively, that will employ people forever, that will pour money into these things forever. So it's a for-profit company that now is using that profit to do the thing that he always was about anyway. And that's going to happen long after this guy has died. And I think that is just incredible because, again, he didn't have to do that. We all think we're about something that if we had unending riches, would it be easy to walk away from? I just think it's so powerful because for me, again, I always want to be who I say I am. And I don't always nail it, but I'll always bring myself back to that as my center line, as my perfect performance line of who I'm trying to be. And so I take some level of comfort and inspiration out of watching someone do exactly what I've talked about doing myself. And I don't mean in the sense of exactly what he's doing, but in the sense that this guy is walking his talk. I think it's really, really powerful. So look him up. Like, there's a whole heap of articles around this. It shocked a lot of people. Apparently, outside of his family and legal teams, no one knew what he was doing. And it took a two-year process. And then he's just, boom, announced it. As of today, I don't own this company per se. I'm running it until the day I can't run anymore. But this is what it's about. And I just think that is an absolutely incredible story. And it just reminds me that there are good people everywhere in the world. We just need to look for them, to focus on them, and we're going to see more of them.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.